Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money at Menards.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
O.J. Simpson's executor, Malcolm Laverne, recently shed light on the financial challenges faced by the late celebrity's estate following Simpson's death last week at the age of 76, RadarOnline.com has learned. Laverne revealed that Simpson's financial situation was far from what many would have anticipated. According to what Laverne told TMZ on Tuesday, Simpson passed away with less than five figures in one Nevada bank account and an overall net worth that was less than millions. Despite previous reports that indicated Simpson died with substantial wealth, Laverne revealed that Simpson's resources were primarily derived from Social Security benefits and pensions received from his NFL and acting careers, resources which amounted to less than $400,000 annually. While Laverne also clarified that Simpson was not destitute and had a comfortable lifestyle in Nevada, he emphasized the inadequacy of the estate to settle the long-standing debt owed to Ron Goldman's family. The Goldmans, having won a wrongful death lawsuit against Simpson in 1997, were awarded $33.5 million. That $33.5 million has since ballooned to over $100 million due to the accumulated interest over the years. Also surprising was the fact that Laverne expressed a willingness to engage with Fred Goldman, Ron's father, regarding the outstanding debt. Contrary to his previous stance of denying compensation to the Goldmans, Laverne stated his intention to comply with legal obligations and provide what is due to the Goldman family. "One man's garbage is another man's treasure," Laverne told TMZ on Tuesday. "Maybe some people will say, look, even though this means nothing to me, some guy who is fascinated with OJ and has a lot of money will pay $50,000 for it." As RadarOnline.com previously reported, Simpson passed away on Wednesday, April 10, following a short battle with prostate cancer. The former NFL star turned accused murderer named Laverne executor of his estate in his final will, and Laverne initially claimed that Ron Goldman's family should receive zero, nothing from Simpson's estate. "It's my hope that the Goldmans get zero, nothing," Laverne said shortly after Simpson's death last week. "Them specifically. And I will do everything in my capacity as the executor or personal representative to try and ensure that they get nothing," he added. Laverne then changed his stance regarding the more than $100 million Simpson's estate still owed Goldman's family. "In hindsight, in response to that statement that it's my hope they get zero, nothing, I think that was pretty harsh," Laverne admitted on Sunday. "Now that I understand my role as the executor and the personal representative, it's time to tone down the rhetoric and really get down to what my role is as a personal representative. We can get this thing resolved in a calm and dispassionate manner."
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.